The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Records that were just revealed show that for years, banks around the world have helped divert and conceal criminal funds.
Revealed some of the world's biggest banks have allowed criminals to move dirty money around the world.
Have revealed how some UK banks have helped criminals, money launderers, and
linked Australian banks to billions of dollars.
Several Indian corporates were named in the FinCEN Files leaked documents.
18 months in the making, Entercom's Pineapple Street Studios has released Suspicious Activity, a podcast to accompany the FinCEN Files, a landmark investigation from BuzzFeed News and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. It's the first time that a large-scale investigation like this has been accompanied by a podcast series, and it's available now. Joe Rogan has apologised after spreading false information about the Portland bushfires, for which he was widely criticised. On Twitter, he says he repeated false news without looking into it, adding, "That won't happen again," and "I'm sorry." The hosts of The Doughboys have apologised after a recent episode with actor Rob Lowe. The podcast has donated $10,000 to split between two women's homeless organisations. Lowe was also on Joe Rogan in August. And on Twitter, Andrew Norton posted a thread entitled, "People wearing headphones in movies, but they're listening to podcasts. It's very good. We'd recommend it to you." It's linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. In the tech stuff, this being a Monday, significant movement from the podcast index this week with a stats page, a Twitter-like discussion system, and a blog. They've also added a new API, which returns every new feed added to the index over the past 24 hours. The podcast RSS user agents list at OPORG, the Open Podcast Analytics Working Group, has had a number of additions to help podcast hosts correctly attribute plays from apps, including those on the web and on Apple Core Media. And after PodNews reported it as a bug, Apple Music has correctly set their RSS user agent. Hallelujah. It's Amazon Music Podcast. There you go. And in podcast news, ever miss those spooky campfire stories you heard growing up? Well, gather round. Full Body Chills is back with more creepy bite-sized stories. Season 2 starts October the 1st, just in time for Halloween. Thanks to Cabana for sponsoring that. Lights Out with Sean Merriman is a new podcast from Fox Sports Radio and iHeartRadio. Launched on Saturday, the first guest is the NFL's Quentin Jammer, talking about his mental health. And in the latest episode of Marketing to Mums, Katrina Carter interviews the new head of podcasts for Mamma Mia, Alyssa Ratliff. And a new feature, hopefully a feature that you won't hear that often, this feature is called Ways in Which We Messed Up, because if Joe Rogan can say sorry, so can we. The new UK podcast production company signed to WME that we talked about on Friday's show is called Noiser, not Noisier, sorry. And Captivate wasn't the first to announce integration with the podcast index, as we said on Friday. Fireside was first. They implemented it within 24 hours. So sorry, and congratulations to you. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.